Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi, daf Nun Gimel, the last full daf here in the seventh parak of Maseches Erevin, and we are on the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, we're talking about, if you remember, Shita Mavos, so setting out a Shitaf in order to join the houses were joined in the yards with an Erev Chatzeros. The yards are joined in an alleyway with the Shita Mavos. You have to put a certain amount of food out there in order to have it work. So Nismaita Ocha, we'll get to the minimum amount of the Shem in the next Mishnah, where the Mishnah asks how much, Kama Shiuro, but now Nismaich Ha'ocha, what if the Ochel somehow got lost or got eaten before let's get to when. If it was, we'll have to see when it happened. If it was it happened on Shabbos, when Shabbos started there was enough, and then something happened on Shabbos, that's okay. Because as we've said, once the Heter kicked in at the beginning of Shabbos, so then one would be able to continue. And we saw earlier, maybe by certain Erevs, it was eaten on there was one rabbi that ate it, because he said, once one mitzvah was done, with it, so we'll do another mitzvah with it. But what happens if before Nispaida Ochel? Before Shabbos? Mosif u'mezakes, I'm in the house with the Shitof, or I'm in the depending where the Shitof has to be, and I see it's gotten less, so I can add Mosif u'mezakes, I can add on more food to the Shitof umizake and bizoched on behalf of everyone in the Erev. Ve'eino tzarach lahodio. I don't have to let them know that I added on any food because it was already there beforehand and I'm just adding on. Mashma from the Mishnah that if it was totally finished and now I have to add on new, maybe I would have to tell them. So the Kabbalah that points out, you would have to do that if you're using a different type. If it's still there and you're just adding on, then you could add on whatever you want, even not the same type. But if it's totally finished, so that's when if I used to have wine and now I'm going to have oil, whatever it is, then if it's totally finished, then I would have to let them know. That's what the Karbonet explains based on the Gemara. Bozva Mazaka, Imbala Hosef Mishalo Afila Miminachir. Even from another min, She'enu Miminashita Farishon, Bozva Mazaka, I'm allowed to add on. Vein Sarag Lo Dion, I don't have to let them know why. First wide line. Kivan Chenishar Ksas Biminarishon, since there's a little bit left from the first type, Eno Nire Kimariv Betchila. It's not called making a new Erev. Avalim, and sometimes we use the new Erev and Shitof interchangeably. Avalim no se mimina Shitof Harishon, Afilu Kala Lagamre, maybe me also aminu mazaka mizrach lodio. If it's the same type, you don't even have to tell them. Even if it's totally finished and you're putting it new. So that is the hemshach of the previous one. So again, if it's by the ochel, if the ochel got less and there's not enough, so most of them mazake, vein otzorach lodio, and you don't have to, tell them. Nitosfu alehen, but if there are more people that moved in, nitosfu alehen, more diurin, right? So then, most of them mazake, vetzorach lodio. And then I could add on to the food, but I have to let the new people know that there's an Erev and they're part of the Erev, because if they didn't know, so then, as we'll learn, Sarach Das, according to this. The Meiri, here on this Mishnah, in, Erevin here on Daf Pei, says, V'yachshav she'nagu la'arev b'tchilas hashana l'chol shabsuz hashana. Does anybody know nowadays about this Erev and you get a message from the Gabbai of the city? So the Meiri says, nowadays, 600 years ago, we just make an Erev at the beginning of the year, and then we have in mind, kishenitosfu adiurim ein choshashin lahem. We don't let them know. Kasvu gdoli ador. So he quotes from the Rashba. Shemitchila miskavim lezakos lachalaba. They have kavana to be zoche on behalf of everyone who might come to the city. V'yafa pishu kein makne lebi she'eno ba'olam. And even though it's kind of sounds like makne ledavar shelo ba'olam, you try to give an Erev, you try to be makne to, there's issues, makne davar shelo ba'la olam, try to be makne fruit that didn't grow yet, or makne lid davar shelo ba'la olam, try to be makne to somebody who wasn't born yet. Makne lid davar shelo ba'la olam, the Gemara talks about that. So even though this is like, you're being makne to people who didn't move in yet, it's like a makne lid davar shelo ba'la olam, be'erev hikilu. And the whole thing here is Durabanan. So we're makel in the world of Erev. V'chein aval b'she'ein nosnei ha'erev mezaken lahem beferish das sibur hu al haminug. Farnagu lezakos ha'eruv be'eruvam l'chalaba. That's the minug we have everybody in mind who is going to come. If we didn't have them in mind, then when they come, we would have to let them know. And that's what the Mishnah here says. Nitos v'alein, then we have to let them know. Mahu modia, right? What do you mean modia? Who has to let anybody know? Meaning, the Mishnah says on, later on our daf, but at the end, the Gemara continues that, there are some days in the Tanaim that you don't have to let them know. Right? Ein sortas. It's a total schus, as we'll see. Zachal adam shlobafanav. So, what do you mean, ma modia? What, you don't need, das. It's zachin. Answer, halacha. What does halacha mean? Halacha means many different things in many different contexts. Halacha, so if you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, halacha here means there's no din here that you have to let them know. But it's just that, good advice, let them know that there's an Arab in town. And therefore they'd be able to carry here. That's halacha, right? You don't have to let them know, but if there are new people, it's a good advice that you should let them know. Says the Gemara, les hada amra she'eno mezacha lahem begufo shel ochel. Right, what does that mean? Doesn't this prove less hada amra? One second. The Gemara assumes that there's a havamina. How did this Erev become less? Nismayit ha'ochal. So Gemara assumes the guy whose house it is in must have eaten some of it. Really? He's allowed to eat some of the Erev? Maybe this proves to us an issue, the lumdus issue that the Gemara is saying. When a person is mizakeh food, wine for a shita, for, is it really being mizakeh like monetary law financially? Mamish switching rishus and therefore belongs to everybody now. He can't take part in it. Or it's kind of a symbolic, it's connected to you, but it doesn't mean that it's mamish yours. So says the Gemara from here, it sounds like it's the latter. Because why else would the guy be able to like eat some of the Erev? And now it's despite the Ochel and I have to worry about that. Less had the armor. Doesn't this show she'eino mezakeh lahem begufo shel ochel? That he's not being mezakeh them in the goof, in the essence of the food. It's just like more of a symbolic act. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Milo tishma mikad she'eino mezakeh li yoshelahem gufo shel ochel bedini mamanis ela shiyehe nikra Erev al shmam. V'yavah gav she'im imakpidim al Erevim eino Erev, even if they're makpid, like we saw, like Kedin Ashi Bardalia, that they were makpid, hainu she'im makpidim imis'arev she'im makpidim aprusasun v'davka, avalo she'im mutter litol et shalahem la'ochlan. Okay, so the it doesn't this prove that he's allowed to still eat from it, so it's proof that it's not really giving it to them, bidinim amenis, and the Gemara answer is no. Who says that that's how it got lost, and less? Amar v'chanina ti pater k'shekaruhu ha'achmarim. I mean, some mice got to it and made it less. So don't prove to me anything whether he has what type of bilus he has and what type of kinyan it's considered. And therefore, there is no raya in that direction either way. Okay, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to zachin, but let's try to wait till Amid Beis, and then we'll see what we can do. It says the Mishnah on top, kamahi shiura. What is the shear, the minimum shear for Erev here? If there are a lot, we'll have to see what a lot means. If there are a lot of people in the group, two sudos, enough food for two sudos, that's it. For all of them. Two sudos for the whole group. Not for each one. Two sudos for the whole group. Even if you would split up the two sudos, each person would get a tiny, tiny piece, less than a grogeris, less than a dried fig, it doesn't matter. Right, if it's merube, you could just have two sudos. Without chain, mimuatin, and if there's less, kigrogoris lechol echad echad. But if it's less, then you could have a grogoris for each person. Again, even if the total there is less than two sudos. Right, it's lakula in that way. Why do we pick grogoris? Why do we pick a grogoris? Again, this is all a tzorich derabanan in a mitzvah derabanan. So the Pnei Moshe says, well, we know grogoris is a minimum shear in other areas of halacha and hilchos Shabbos, like hotza'ah. Right, hotzah, if it's hotzah for food, says the Pnei Moshe, the last line of the Mishnah. Lefisha grogeris who shear lechiyav hotzah b'shabbos, shear rubos, they pick that. They pick the shear grogeris for each person. That's if it's mu'atin. And if it's merubin, then two meals. Says the Gemara, what's the definition of merube and memu'at? Rav amar merubin shiva asar. Mu'atin shisha asar. Rav says 17 is a lot and 16 is a little. Rabbi Yochanan has a different shot. Kol she'elu yechalku. If, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you would split up, if you take the mazon of two sudos and split it up, the yeshbo kegrogeris kol echad ve'echad, and everybody would still be able to have a grogeris, we're switching the girsa, mu'at, and that's mu'at. If you could split the two sudos into, you know, however many people, if everybody would still get a grogeris, so that's mu'at. v'imla, but if they wouldn't be able to get a grow gris, hein merubin. Then that's a lot, that's his definition. What's the nekuda between Rabban and Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, they're really not arguing about a merubin muat, but there's another factor behind. Havi boy meimar v'lo pligi. So Rav Chaim Gadievsky here explains, v'lo pligi, they're not... Right, really, Rav also holds the Shir Meruba is, you know, if they don't get a grogaris, kol echad ve'echad. What are they arguing about? Mandama Rav k'Rebbe Meir. Mandama Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Mandama Rabbi Yochanan k'Rebbe Yochanan ben Broka. Right, there's a Mishnah on Tamar's daf. Mishnah on Tamar's daf. Two sudos? How big is two sudos? Rabbi Meir says 16 grogaris worth is two sudos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says even less. Even less than 16 grogaris. So says the Talmidim have a by member. They thought maybe the machlokas here isn't about the issue of big or small, but the issue is how big. What's the size of two sudos? And we'll see later. We'll see by the Shabbat tomorrow's daf. What's the machlokas about? What do you mean? How big a meal is? How big a meal is? The question is: are you talking about a Shabbos meal or a weekday meal? Shabbos weekday meal, and there are differences in terms of how much bread. Right? Do you eat more bread on Shabbos because the challah is delicious? Do you eat less bread on Shabbos because there's a lot more food? So you eat less bread on Shabbos. So we'll see. That's the machlokas tanaim. And this is what's behind this, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan issue, how much you measure. Period. Kamahein shiurei erif. How much is the leftover erif? What is this talking about? These four lines belong after the next Mishnah. To the next Mishnah, three lines from now. Rabbi Yossi's shita is, when do you need these minimum shiurim, like two meals or grogaris for each one? That's only when you set your Erev. But if you set it properly, there's only a little left over, then any amount. Then any amount is fine. So, and now the Gemara asks, any amount? What's shiurei Erev? How much did you have to use it beforehand in order for it to be called shiurei, like four Shabbosos? What's the minimum for it to be called shirayim? So what is this doing here? Right, if it belongs after the next Mishnah. So if you look in the name Meir, right, one of the Achronim in the back, he points out, first of all, it's not so uncommon in Yerushalmi for this to be the case that, you know, you have somebody that belongs a little bit later on the daf. So he says, because the Pnei Meir right here, Umikan at sofa alacha makoma lekaman betchilas alacha tes v'net kakan al yedei hamatfisim arishonim, the publishers la'achar sheshchilu lahatfis kol halacha im hagemara sha'alea b'fnei atzma. When they started to separate the Gemara onto each halacha / Mishnah. Delo kemo shahaya betchila, shetfisu kala mishnayas, shall kala perek biyachad. Viacharkacha Gemara, shall kala perek biyachad. Right? What they used to have all the mishnayas in the perek, and then all the Gemara in the perek. But it was a little more complicated, so if they wanted to make it clearer, therefore they split it up into Mishnah and put the Gemara on each section of the Mishnah that it commented on. The problem is, not every matfis was the Talmud Chacham and the Gadol Hador. Or sometimes they were, but they might have made some mistakes here and there. So this is one of those mistakes. It says these three sections should be after the next Mishnah. That's where it was. V'aydeha chaluka naflu ta'usam ke'ele b'mekomos harbe she'tfisu b'sukis ha'shayachos l'tchiles halacha shalachareha b'sof halacha shalafaneha u'lehefech. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. Pnei Meir says that that's what happens sometimes, and this is an example of that. So, kama hein shiura eriv, kai de marab yosi, b'shem revoshia, ezov, shehizu bapama echad kasher. Well, the Mishnah says in Para that if you have the ezov, right, the hyssop branch that has a minimum requirement of how many branches and how many blossoms on the branch and how many that you use to dip. But once you start using a kosher one, then as you continue, even though a number of the branches got broken and a number of the blossoms fell off, that's okay. Ezov shizabo pamachad kashi. Used it once, you're good. So, mikan ve'elach shirayim, and after you use it once, it's called shirayim of the branch, and as long as you have some of it, a minimum amount, as we'll see, as I said in Parah, that you're good. Ofach again, see here too, meaning, as long as you used it once for Shabbos. If you set it aside and you never used it for a Shabbos, so then that's not called shirayim, you never used it. But if you used it for a Shabbos once, so then it is called shirayim, and therefore, any amount, as we'll see, as Rabbi Yossi is going to say, kol shehu. The problem is, didn't we start off with a Mishnah today that said there's a minimum amount? It sounds like from that first line that we read today was that if it gets less, you have to be mosif. So some Rishonim say, yes, a machlokas tanaim between these two Mishnayos. Machlokas tanaim, right? The Nisbayit case, Shita holds that we're talking about the Ritva says. The Ritva says here on these two Mishnayos. The Nismai, the Mishnah we started off with, Nismai to Ochel. That's all about the Atana who says that even if it gets less, you have to be Mosif. And this Tana is holding Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's arguing. Omer Rabbi Yossi. Right? Even though it should be Rabbi Yossi Omer, really, if it's, arguing. But Rabbi Yossi was saying that, he's arguing. That's the Ritva right here. But others say that maybe it's not an argument. The previous Mishnah that we started off with today has to do with Nismai to Ochel before Shabbos. Before you even used it. So once you use it, everybody agrees, like Rabbi Yossi. But, if you didn't use it yet, so that's the Ritva. The Ritva says the first day. Despite the Ochel, most of them is Aka Pirish. The Svir Lelatana Kama, the Afilu Sof Erev Boishir. Avala Nan Kaimalan Rabbi Yossi, the Amr Besefa the Masnisa, the Sof Erev Afilu Bakal Shehu. So Ritva says, the Mishnah that we started off with today, the Mishnah that we're about to read is a Machlokas Tanan. It's Machlokas Tanan. But other Rishonim say, no, it's not Machlokas Tanan. That what it's talking about if it was a Svite before Shabbos. And it never worked on a Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi is about a case where you worked. Once you worked on a Shabbos, how much is left? So now let's read the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Bame dvar mamurim. Bitchila se erev. When is there a minimum shir? When the erev starts, when you first said it. Aval b'shiyariya erev. Kol shu. Right? But if it's shirayim, if it's left over, then kol shu. Fine. As we just explained. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah adds. Lo amru la'ariv b'chatzeros ela k'dei shalo l'shake chazatinokos. Right? This is... Pashup Shad, as we've had this line before, this is explaining why I would need an Erev Chatzeros even in a case where I have a Sheet of Mavos, right? Why would you need that? So people don't forget Erev Chatzeros, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, if you remember. Right? That you need Erev and Sheetuf and Erev, Shlol Shakech, Esatinoko, so you don't forget, Rashi, suggests on the Mishnah, Rashi says, maybe this is explaining Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rabbi Yossi's kula of shirayim is only where your erev chatzeros is kind of extra, or your sheet is extra in the first place, where you have the other one. Where you have one and you just do the other one as a chumrah, so that's why, you know, you could rely on just shirayim here. So maybe that's why, maybe that the connects the two, in this case. It's not just, going back to Rabbi Meir, but it is a connected. This connected, that's what, is suggested. In the case. Let's see, look at, Rashi here on the, Hilkach, Ela Shlotishka, Torres Eir Chatzeres Meatinokos Habon, Hilkach Mekilininba. Rashi ends, Payama base. Here in Ivin. That's why there's a Kula, Mekilininba, and that's why he seems to be explaining the previous line of Rabbi Yossi. Good. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi gives another reason why even if you did a shituf, you should still do an Erev. So the Mishnah says one reason is Shlola Shakei Taras Erev. Number two, we've had this Gemara before. There's a couple of dafim ago. I'm sure Levi Amar Chatzeres Rebnei Darkei Shalom. Because of Darkei Shalom, it leads to friendliness and camaraderie within the neighborhood that you're going to make an Erev Chatzeres together. Well, I might say, Misha Achal Shaisa Devuva Lachaverta, the woman that was not having such a great relationship with her fellow, neighbor, Vishalche Ruva Biadbra, but they were making an Erev, so she sent, some of her, Erev bread, whatever it is, to the neighbor to set the Erev, sent it with her son. And when the son got to woman number two, Naste Vigafifte Vinashakte, the woman, you know, gave this boy, you know, a hug and a kiss and, how old was this boy? I don't know. But, we said before, is that, you allowed to send the biyad katan? You're only allowed to send the biyad katan if you see, or we had 2 days in the Gemara earlier, right? Is it only if you see, or does it depend on, whose initiative it is? Right? If it was the other initiative, maybe it can work even for a katan. Okay, maybe it's an older katan, younger, unclear. Also, anyway, but, she showed a lot of, love to this, neighbor's child. Also, Amar Leimei, so the son came back and said, Mommy, you know, she gave me so much, love. Amra Hachin Rachmali, she loves me so much. Well, obviously, I didn't even know she felt that way about us. Mitokach Asu Shalom. And through that story, they made Shalom. So through Erev, right, the Erev, and going to set it, they made Shalom. Hadu Dechsiv, Terechea Darche Noam, V'chon Nesivoseha Shalom. Right, so Chazal said that you could do this because it'll breed friendliness and achdus in the neighborhood. This is a din d'rabbanan. So we know that there are even zidim d'oraisa that are explained based on this. Again, Drachat Achinav Chadisiv HaShalom obviously is a pasuk in Mishlei. But the Gemara, starting off with the Gemara sometimes uses this. Where does the Gemara use this? The Gemara uses this where sometimes if we're not 100% clear about what the Torah means in a certain area, the Gemara might use Drachat Achinav in order to determine what the Torah means. So, for example, there is a question in Sukkah in the Bavli on Daf Lamed Beis Mabeis of what a Hadas is. And the Gemara suggests maybe it's a Hirdof. We don't know what kind of a myrtle, what's a myrtle branch, right? Or so maybe it means a Hirdof. The problem is a Hirdof is a type of branch that has a lot of thorns on it. So maybe it's a Hirdof. So the Gemara has two answers. One answer is Derechad Achinoam. Derechad Achinoam. Why? And so Rashi explains it. Right? Mivras Baris Asayadayim. Kikotsim. Sherashi Olav Asuyan Kimin Midin Machat. Right? Every time you take your lulav, you're going to start bleeding? It can't be that that's what the Torah means. That's how the Gemara uses this. Derechad Achinoam. Or the Gemara quotes the other pasuk in Zechariah. Ha'emes Vashalom Ahavu. And Rashi says, V'ze'eino lo emes v'lo shalom shahu asui l'sam hamavas. Right, so you see the Gemara even uses that, Drachat Achinoam, to try to figure out. But Rishonim used Drachat Achinoam to explain Dinim D'Araisa, so that we know what the Din is, but it's just explained. We quoted in the past the Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Beis, right? The Drachat Achinoam to explain, even though if a woman is a Nida at the time that her husband dies, it doesn't mean that when she knows no longer a Nida, now she has to do Yibum with her brother-in-law. Once she didn't have to do, or let's say she there's an Isra Arayus at the time, whatever it is, the Gemara Tosfos says once there's no Is Mitzvah of Yibum, there's no Mitzvah of Yibum. Don't make the woman crazy. Derecheha Darchei Noam. Or Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor is another example where the Sefer Achinuch on the first mitzvah in Emor. Emor has many mitzvahs. Emor has 24 mitzvahs asay, 39 los asays. This is the first mitzvah in Emor. So we know the Isra of a Kohen being Matami Lameisim. According to Allah, to be Matami Lameisim, but he's allowed to, and we Paskin not only allowed to, Machlokas Tanoim, we Paskin he has to. He has to become Tamei for his seven relatives. Why is that? Why does he have to become the Kohen Gadol not? But why a Kohen, for his relatives? So explains the Chinuch. V'roi be'emes l'mesharsi Hashem l'srachik b'menu. Really, the Kohanim shouldn't. Zulasi l'krovim shehutar lahem. Ki achihem bisaram hu. Because their family is their flesh. V'chol darchei Torah darchei Noam unesivoseha shalom. And he goes to Rachat darchei Noam to allow the Kohanim to go to the funeral of their parents, of their siblings. Lo ratzta litza'aram kol kach, ki yecham levavam al hakarov hames, shelo yuchlu lehiskarev tocha oel hasho besocho. It'd be very painful for them not to be able to come to their relative's funeral. V'lishpoches rucham ulahasbia nafsham bivchi alav. And therefore, the Chinuch says, that's Derecheha Darchei Noam. Okay, Kohen Gadol is separate, special din, representing all of Chai Yisrael. Another example, the Rabbeinu Bachai. So we'll just quote these two, and then we'll move on. Rabbeinu Bachai Parsha Shmini. Rabbeinu Bachai Parsha Shmini discusses the eight shratzim. The eight shratzim that make a person tamei. There are many shratzim. All shratzim are tamei to eat, not allowed to eat it. But only eight of them make you tamei. So ask the Rabbeinu Bachai, they're in Shmini, so why isn't the Nachash one of the shratzim? The Nachash symbolizes such tuma. The Nachash symbolizes sin. V'yish the tamua bazeh. Ki roi haye bevade shiha Nachash tamei umetamei. Ki hu shoresh ha-tuma v'hazuhama ki yadua min ha-Nachash ha-kadmoni. V'yemkein lama lo echnisu akasa b'chal ha-shrasim ha-tameim. Why isn't the Nachash one of the tameim? Aval ha-inyan hu miklalei darchei ha-torah shekoni sivasei ha-shalom. Darchei ha-dachei noam. Shlo ratzta l'tamei ha-Nachash b'maga'o. The Torah did not want to say a Nachash is tame if you touch it. Shem kein haya adam nimna mi lahargo kadesh lo yatame. People might like think twice before killing a snake because they won't want to become tame. And Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants you, if you see a snake, kill the snake. Kill the snake. Umashihizkir holech al gachon shuanacha sholech al abra akrav v'chulu. And he continues and goes through it. And that's why the drachad achenoam, don't think twice about becoming tame. Sometimes we're more worried about tumah v'tara than we are about life and death. Remember the story in Yuma about the guy, the Cohen who was stabbed. Terrible story. Okay, so we continue. Says a little bit about the Derechei Darchei Noam. We continue. Says the Mishnah. B'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvi chutz b'nemayim u'melach de Rabbi Eliezer. You could use for ma'arvin u'mishtatvin. Really, as we'll see, this is talking about shituf mavaos. B'chol ma'arvin umishtatvin. And we'll see, maybe it's talking about Erev Tchumen. We'll see, Erev Chazir is supposed to be bread. We'll see. So the Tanakama holds, or maybe this Tanakama, this Rabbi Eliezer is saying by all. Everything except for water and salt. Right? We had this earlier, right? Except for water and salt by Erev Tchumen. Right? We had the 2 days in the Gemara. Why not water and salt? 2 days the Gemara had, either because it's not mason, it's not nourishing, or number two, min klala. Remember that Gemara? Min klala. Water connected to the marble and salt connected to stone. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Kikar hu Erev. Rabbi Yeshua says for Erev Chatzeros, bread. You have to use bread or matzah. Kikar hu Erev. Afilu, and not only bread, but afilu mafasavi prusa im arvin ba. If it's huge, it's a very large bread, but it's only a broken half, you can't use it. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says, bread, whole. Kikar ki'isav ushali ma'arvin ba. If it's just a very small piece of bread, but it's a whole one ma'arvin ba, that's Rabbi Yeshua shita. Period. Next section. Rabbi Eliezer holds, before Shabbos, I could go over to a storekeeper in my mavui, a storekeeper who has wine, or a baker who has bread, give him some money and say, you know what, this is to be zoche on some of the bread and the wine that you're going to make into a shitif. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you can give them that. Meaning, what's the chiddush, Rabbi Eliezer? I didn't do a maisa kinyan on the wine or on the bread, but just giving them money is good enough. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim omrim, no, lo zachulo ma'osav, didn't work, lo zachulo ma'osav, we'll have to see in the Gemara, why not? Maybe this is like the Shita, major machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, ma'os einon konos, right, that money, how am I kona metaltalin? I could pick them up, I could pull them, Mashiach Agba, what about paying for them? I didn't touch them. Are ma'os konos? That's a huge machlokes, whether ma'os is konos daraisa or jirabanan, but we'll see, Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see. But the Chachamim here say, lo zachal ha-mosaf. Umodim b'sharkal adam shezachal ha-mosaf. It doesn't work if you give the money to a chenvani or a nachtom. But it works by other people. If you give it to a non-chenvani or nachtom to be part of it, then it works. Why is there a difference between the two? We'll see in the Gemara. And then the Gemara adds, shein ma'arvin la'adam ela l'daito. So according to many mefarshim, this is a separate, Chaim Gadievsky, milsa ba'ape nafshehi. Right, that you have to have das. That you have das. She ma'arvin la'adam ela midaito b'diaso de lo svir le'schus la'adam be'erev. Look at the first time of Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. According to this line of the Gemara, it's not an automatic schus, and therefore in ma'arvin la'adam ela l'daito. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. By medrash, remember Rabbi Tchumen. Rabbi Yehuda says by erev Tchumen, I can understand there might be a negative. Why? Because if you make an erev to the east, now he can't go to the west. So there's something that he loses out. When it comes to an Erev Tchum, Erev Chatzeros, Marvin L'Daitav Shlo L'Daito. Erev Chatzeros does not need the da'as of the person. Why? L'fish Zachan L'Adam Shlo B'fanav, Vein L'Chavin Lo Ela B'fanav. Because Zachan L'Adam, as we know, the principle quoted here, quoted in Gittin and elsewhere, a topic that we can spend many shiurim on, which we're not going to right now. But that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Mishnah. Erev Tchum, that's what could be a Chova. But Erev Chatzeros, what's the downside? Fine. Unless you're taking food from him for him. So that relates to the sugya of the ksos and the Truma Sedeshin. Zachin may Adam Shalom Bafanav. But if I'm taking my stuff on his behalf, what's the problem, says Rabbi Yehuda? It's only good, and there's Zachin Adam Shalom Bafanav. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Vobashim, Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a machlokes in the Bavli, Bamitsiya Mem Zayin, whether, as I just said before, giving money. If you give money, does that work on a Torah? Rabbi Yochanan says, Midaraisa, that works. You give money for something before I take the item. Midaraisa, that works. The Chachamim say it doesn't work. Why? Because what's going to happen? I'm going to give you money to buy for bananas. You have bananas in your kitchen. All of a sudden, a monkey gets loose in your kitchen, right? And you'll think, well, not my bananas. It belongs to the other guy, so you're not going to try to go protect the bananas. So the Chazal say that Shema Yisrael V'chitech Baliyah, we say Moses is not Konos yet. Moses is not Konos. They still belong to you, so you got to protect the bananas until you give it to him. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Reish Lakish says, no. Mos is not Konos. Right? Mos is not Konos, Mida Araisa. Right? You didn't do anything to the item. No, money doesn't work. So we'll see it's Machlokas, Midra Abundant, it works. Amr, Rabbi Yochanan Zoso Meres, Sheh, we're going to switch the Girsa. Sheh Mos Konos Tvar Torah. This is Rabbi Yochanan. You see from the Mishnah that Mos is Konos Tvar Torah. Why? We're going to talk about the Chachamim Shita, the Mishnah. What did the Chachamim say? If you give money to a baker or a storekeeper, it doesn't work. If you give it to anybody else, it works. So which line are you medayik from? So the first line of Gemara, Zoso Meres Rabbi Yochanan says, you see it works. Why? Because it works by everybody else. It works by everybody else. If I give money to somebody before Shabbos, And so I have a portion of that food that they're going to set. So the Gemara says, Meata, filu balo eitz alachen bani. Okay, so what about the other line? So why doesn't it work for, if you give the money to a storekeeper or to a baker? Shani shamishav yotziena. A baker or a storekeeper, they're constantly dealing with money back and forth and back and forth. So they might use the money that you gave them. And that would ruin it. Ask them of the achron in the back, why would that ruin it? I gave them money, it's their money now. I have a portion in the bread, and then they can use the money whatever they want. Maybe they don't have the bread yet. Maybe they don't have the bread yet, and they're gonna use their money, the money that I gave them. So even if you want to say like your akula is a davar shel olam, if they use the money that I gave them and they still don't have the bread, so maybe that's the issue here. Maybe that's the issue here. But either way, that's what the Reb Yochanan is medayik from the second line of the Chachamim. Why it works for everybody else. Why doesn't it work for a Chenvani or a Nachton? Because they might use the money and then it's going to lead to problems. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Chinina, Abba lo amar kein. My father didn't say that. He said the opposite. Ella, focus on the first line. Ella Chachamim lo zachalo ma'osav. What does the first line say? If I give money to the baker or the storekeeper before Shabbos, it doesn't work. Zoso meres, she'ena ma'os konos dvar Torah. Right, switch that gear, so we flipped it. That shows that Moses does not work. Right, because you focus on the first line. So why does it work in the second? Modim Chabishar Kaladam Shazakhalom Osav? Question mark. So why does that work? Answer. Shkin Chenvani Mizakan Lanai De Acher. What does that mean? So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Pnei Meir, explain. When I give the money to someone else, to Stama person, they don't have bread or wine. So they're going to go to a storekeeper to get it. That act of being zoched from them could also be zoched on the behalf of the person who gave me money, because there's a maisa kinyan going on there. I'm being zoched. If I give it just to the chenvani, he's not going to do anything. He's just going to have it, and you know it's his. So therefore, he might not do anything to be zoched on my behalf, and therefore that's why it is a that's why the problem. Says the Ruchai Kadievsky. I'll read it. Shekein shar kaladam in lo kikar el holy chetz al chenvani v'zem moshe chavu rara kikar mi achenvani. Right, but otherwise, not. Okay, I guess we'll stop here by Shema Arvin. And we'll pick up with Rabbi Meir next time.